So then your mother's name and maiden name?
Helene Grace Smith.
What was she like? Describe her personality.
This will make me emotional. She is the best person I've ever known. She's the very best person. Fun, loving. She was just a great person to grow up with. I was bonded to her. She used to laugh and say, I would walk so close to her that when she turned, she'd trip. But she was that way with the whole family. She was in the middle of those six children, and my grandmother was so precise as to how they were raised that mother was kind of the second mother to her two younger brothers. Very nurturing, loving person. She taught school. She and my dad met at Northwestern in Alva, got married, and then moved to Weatherford. He was a basketball player.
His name?
His full name, and he will not like me saying this. He was known as Pete Giroux, but for whatever reason, his mother named him Estelle Griffith. So he never went by that name. He went by E.G. Pete Giroux. Mm-hmm. And he was a great ball player.
Is your mother living today?
She is not. She died a year ago. She died at the age of 93.
Wow. And then your father?
He died in his mid-80s.
So then what did your father do for a living?
Basketball. He was a basketball coach. Basketball allowed him to go to college. Basketball influenced his time in the Navy during World War II. He played basketball for the Navy, but then he also served during the war in Guam. Then he was a basketball coach, and then became a superintendent after that. He wanted to go into administration.
Didn't he play for a while for what was then Oklahoma A&M?
He did. He got the scholarship to play at Oklahoma A&M. But he was just a small-town boy, and he was very homesick, and he didn't make that transition very well. So he transferred to Alva at Northwestern and did much better.
Would he have played for famous coach Henry Iba?
He did. Really loved Henry Iba. He was great friends with Abe Lemons, and I think was influenced. His coaching style was, I'm sure, influenced by Hank Iba. Maternal grandmother, Clara Hill, her brother, who went to Annapolis, I believe, was the first football coach at Oklahoma A&M, Boyd Hill. And he died young, but she would tell this story again about when he was very ill. It was from some disease. When he was very ill, the students at the university would surround his house at night with candles. Mm. She was very proud of Boyd.
Mm-hmm. Your sister, what's her name?
Her name is Judy. Judith May, after Mama May. Judith May, she is terrific. She was a music major at Southern Methodist University. She came home one summer to Laverne and fell madly in love with a coach who was kind of my dad's best friend. My dad was kind of his mentor, Don Weezer. So she got married that summer to Don and transferred to Northwestern. So she graduated from Northwestern and became a music teacher, had three fabulous sons that I'm very close to, my nephews. And tragically, Don died of a heart attack at the age of 41, and she is remarried to another terrific man, Frank Elmore. She lives in Follett, Texas, which is close to Laverne, where our parents were. She retired as a music teacher from Follett.
The family, what are some of the things you might have done for entertainment?
Church, that doesn't sound like entertainment, but church was such an important part of the community life. So church and school were everything, you know, school activities. Of course, we were athletic, and basketball was everything in our family. Girls basketball, going to all the games because of our dad, but also participating. We were both really good. I say really good. We were both good basketball players, and we were in communities that girls basketball was extremely important.
So you inherited genes then, obviously.
Well, we did, and passion for it. Mm-hmm. We loved the game, just loved the game. And again, in a small town, school activities are so important to the social life. We played other sports too, but basketball was the activity, and church as well, and all the social activities that surrounded church. And family. I mean, we did other things. We were both very musical. My sister organized a quartet of singers when she was in grade school, and that group sang all the way through high school. They were fabulous and probably would have gone on, but they decided to go to different colleges. But they were pretty well known in southwestern Oklahoma. They would go sing at all the Rotary clubs and all the civic organizations.